Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to get your Bible and search the scriptures with me. We're going to deal with nothing but the scriptures. We're going to continue a message today entitled The Truth About Sin. Glory to God. Sin is nothing to play with. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and he accomplished it. So, therefore, we can live a life free from all sin. Let's go into the Word of God and let's learn the truth about sin. God bless you.
Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to approach the holy, righteous Word of God. Father, we love your Word. Thy Word have we hid in our heart that we might not sin against thee. Father, we love you. We bless you. Now open up the eyes of our understanding that we may behold wonderful things out of your law. Even as we preach here in these four walls, we realize that we're preaching all beyond these four walls now. So we're conscious of the people that's in the airway. Lord, speak what thus saith the Lord to the airways and those that we're here in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. For those of you that don't know, as of this coming Saturday, 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., we're going on 9:40 WYLD New Orleans. Amen. The glory. So don't take lightly what God's doing in this ministry. Glory to God. Okay. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. I want to go into part 2 of this lesson. I'm going to read the scripture again. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8 says this. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested. For this purpose. The very reason he came was to destroy sin. But there's doctrines in the church says nobody can live without sin. That says Jesus failed. See, we got to think through some of this stuff we hear. Jesus didn't fail. Amen. He came after the devil and he won. Amen. Glory to God. And for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. And for a topic again, we're going to use the truth about sin. The truth about sin. Because we have been told a half truth about sin. And in some cases, we have been lied to about sin. But I just want to tell the truth about sin, because when I faced the truth about sin in my own life, it made me stop sinning. Amen. And it made me count the cost before I think about sin. Amen. And I don't even think about it no more. And I love the life of holiness. It ain't nothing like it. I'm telling you, it's the greatest drug you'll ever. You think crack and cocaine, marijuana and something, that ain't nothing but a trap. Amen. Ain't nothing but a trap. The real drug is Jesus Christ. And man, when you get hooked on him, you high all the time without a hangover. Glory to God. Amen. That's the real thing. Satan always got a phony. God is the real thing. Amen. Okay, the truth about sin. Now, I don't want this to frighten nobody. Wherever this message find you, just know that God can pick you up and get you up out of that position you're in. When I started to preach this, God showed me if you don't preach it, you won't reach it. Okay, now I understand what he was trying to communicate to me. If you don't preach this thing straight like it is, it's straight and it's narrow. If you don't preach it like that, it'll never produce a straight and narrow. If I preach it with a crook in it, guess what? That's why you got a crooked church. Amen. That's why you got a messy church. One thing about this church here, I guarantee you, you ain't going to see nobody being openly messy. You know, if it's an undercurrent and we find out about it, we're going to straighten it up. Amen. And so all churches should function like that. And if it don't, that preacher not preaching a straight and narrow message. It's as simple as that. Amen. But this gospel is straight and narrow. And this gospel has the power to take your crooked life and make it straight. I'm a witness. Glory to God. And you had three witnesses this morning from a family. I'm like, my little sister done testify. My big sister. Man, I got to get in on this. But then when I sat down, God said, now three witnesses. Y'all got three witnesses that this stuff is real. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, the truth about sin. Now, I hope, if the Lord let me, I want to do a teaching after this, how you can successfully live without sin. And I want to show you practically, because most people got the mindset that can't nobody live like that. That's your mindset. That's what you're thinking. And every time you hear this, if you think like that, Satan done set you up to think that way. And in reality, what he has really done to you is he has made sin and your humanity bigger than God. Jesus came as a human to show a human how to live, and a human can't do it. Satan done set you up. And see, most churches and most preaching for the last several decades have made sin, like I said last Sunday, they done made sin this big old blob that if you just breathe wrong, you done sin. That ain't sin. Amen. That ain't sin. And I want to show you how a human being can successfully, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, live in divinity. Because it's the divinity that keeps you. Amen. It's not your humanity. And if you don't believe you can live like this, your humanity, you have more faith in your humanity than you do your divinity. Amen. And the reason I'm teaching and the reason I'm addressing it is every time I teach on it, I'm hitting Goliath. We tearing them mindsets down, and then you got living examples right before you. You can do it. That's why Jesus died. Glory to God. And you even do this word, you will do it. Glory to God. Okay, the truth about sin. Now, I want to go back and read this scripture one more time. Well, before I read that scripture, let me establish something. John, you can write these scriptures down. We ain't going to go to them up here, but just write them down. John 16, because everything I teach is scripture, 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 scripture. I told you the reason we sound so different from everybody else in the airways, because see, that's the people's testimony. They said, ain't nothing like this. This sound different from everything. I'm telling you why. Most people preaching about the scriptures. I'm coming out preaching the scriptures. And that's a big, big difference. Big, big, big difference. See, if every preacher just preached the scriptures, every preacher would say the same thing. But if a preacher get up and tell you what he say the scripture saying, every preacher got a different opinion, a different thought pattern. And the church is divided, people divided, and nobody know who's right. Because you got preachers saying what they say the scripture said instead of letting the scripture say what it's saying. And then give other scriptures to interpret what that scripture meant, other scriptures to verify it. Now, I got to show you this illustration. I knew I did this for some reason. Now, that's why I put it in here. I thought I was going to do it later. I'm going to get back to my message, but I want to show you an example now. Tracy, you are so led of the Spirit. You are so blessed to bring me that Bible. You were so blessed to wean yourself from that, because I didn't know how dangerous it was. One day last week, the Holy Spirit brought me up here, and I thought I was coming to pray and seek the face of God. And when I came, I did pray, but when I came, he said, go straight to that Bible. And he led me to the Bible and began to show me certain things. And I said, oh, my God. But let me show y'all something what I'm talking about. Just give you an example. And I don't bite my tongue with calling this out, because there's 7 or 8 scriptures in the Bible that says when somebody is endangering people's souls, you're supposed to check that. You're supposed to warn people. And so some people may get irritated because a preacher get up and call names. I'm going to call names. I don't care. People can get their little flesh irritated. And what they don't realize is I'm going to call my name first, okay? You're supposed to check every preacher out. You're supposed to check every church out. So that ain't nothing new. It's new in Christianity because nobody do it. Nobody really do it like they're supposed to. When somebody teaching false doctrine and damning people's souls, you're supposed to go try to reach them personally. And when you can't reach them personally, then you're supposed to warn folks. That's the Bible. So I'm like this. I'm not getting ready to get on the air and on these radio stations and play church. I'm going to be the church out there. Amen. So that's why I'm doing what I do. So I need you to understand it. And if you look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 9, the Bible, where you start at verse 1, and it tells you that in the last days we'll be in perilous times. Men shall be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud. It gives you a list of how people are going to be. And he's mostly talking about leadership. And so then he go all the way down to verse 8 and verse 9. Then here's what he say. He said, just as Jannes and Jambres, the man called two names, Jannes and Jambres, who withstood Moses and withstood the truth. It said, just like Moses called, dealt with them and they was exposed, these people are supposed to be exposed. Their folly is supposed to be exposed to everywhere. That's the Bible. See, folks want to play Bible. I'm not going to play Bible. You know, and if I lose the respect of somebody, if they don't want to invite, I don't want you to invite me in your church, no way. That's why preachers won't do stuff like this, because if you make other preachers like you, then they'll invite you to their church and they'll give you $200 or $300 for honorarium. Keep your $200 or $300. I'm going to preach the gospel. That's how I feel about it. Now, if you invite me, you better know what you're asking for. Amen. Now, I said all that to say this. I want to show y'all something. Now, here's the expositor study Bible that's going all over the world. Amen. And I'm not ashamed to say it right here in this city. I'm after Goliath. I'm not after people. But this expositor study Bible, watch this. Just give you an example. This man took God's word, and it's in black, right? All of God's words is in black. He decided he's going to put all of his red. Generally, when you read the Bible, people put Jesus' words in red, you know. Now, colors are just colors. There's nothing holy about colors, but I'm just saying, generally speaking, most people put Jesus' words in red, but he decided he was going to write him a Bible and a commentary. All of God's words is black. All of his he made red. Now, the whole Bible, you go through it, the whole Bible looks similar to this. You got God's word right here. Look how many words, two lines, and look how many lines he got. You know what that man doing? That man is interrupting God's thoughts. You read this, and then he interjecting what he said. Now, that's scary. And that's what that preacher last week, or Sunday before last, when God told me I had to correct one of our preachers that worked with us in the conference, I didn't know what I had to correct him on, but when he got up here, y'all saw me get up and take that mic? See, I'm a real contender for the faith. And I love you, but my love and my friendship for you is not greater than my friendship with God. And when that preacher did a good job, blessed me. He did. He blessed me. But when that preacher got up here and made that statement, y'all, you guys may not have understood what he said, but he was trying to say this, that statement he made, I got it recorded. He slipped that over on the congregation, but I thank God I caught it. What he was saying is the same thing this man teach and preach, that you can have sin in your life, just don't let it rule and dominate. Now, that's the most stupidest doctrine that I've ever heard in the body of Christ, because one sin rule and dominate. And they trying to teach that just don't have a lot of sins. You know, they teach, you know, we don't wake up every day looking to sin, but we gonna sin. Well, which one is worse, sin or sin? How you gonna address the Supreme Court and you got sin? You got doctrines now covering your sin, and now you gonna address somebody's sin, and that's what I'm addressing. That's what I'm addressing. I'm addressing this hypocritical church. God don't judge those. God done already judged those people. I'm on a whole nother lesson. But I'm trying to show y'all something. Let me tell you something. The best Bible you can get is a Bible with no commentary. I don't care who. It can be Curtis Lewis. Put my commentary in another book by itself, if I ever do one. But don't make my comment on the scripture greater than the scriptures. Y'all hear me? This is the biggest deception I've ever seen in my life. And one line, couple of lines, and all of this yours. And the whole Bible all the way through like that. You know what you're getting? You're getting that man's interpretation of the scriptures. And the Bible says, 2 Peter 1, verse 20, none of us have a right to interpret God's word. Now, if he was doing this, he put God's word here and then put several scriptures to verify that scripture, then you'd be doing something. Yeah. Y'all understand? Amen. How many of y'all understand that principle? Amen. That's what you got to watch for. And when you listen to television, radio, and listen to other churches and other preachers, what you're listening for is that preacher letting the word interpret the word. If that preacher start telling you what the word says and never give you scripture to prove it, that preacher giving you his interpretation. Y'all better hear me, because I don't want folks to go to hell. That's dangerous. Amen. Now, let's move on. And I ain't biting my tongue on this. Amen. I ain't trying to be nobody's star. I'm God's defender of the faith. Amen. And I'm gonna live and not die. And declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Melvin. Because you know where I was going to go, didn't you? Okay, let's go to the Bible now. Now, having said that, I want you to listen to me. Listen to this. I'm establishing everything by the word of God. The word of God is eternal. Don't touch it. Just read it and believe it. Don't touch it. Don't change it. John 16, verse 13 through 14. The Bible says that when the Spirit of truth is come, He, the Holy Ghost, will guide you into all truth. Now, it did not say He gonna guide you in somebody's comments. Y'all listen? Y'all hear me? That Bible says when the Holy Ghost come to live in you, when you're born again, born of the Spirit, He gonna guide you into truth. Which means any answer He got for you, He gonna find it in the word of truth. He'll confirm it by the word of truth. He don't need my comment. He don't need no man's commentary. He don't need dates. He don't need to go back to Greek and Hebrew. All you need to know that you have a holy document in your hand and you have the Holy Ghost in your belly, so to speak, and He will guide you into all truth. Don't ever forget that, and your soul will be safe. John 17, 17. The word is truth. How many of y'all hold your Bible up? How many of y'all honestly believe that's the word? Okay? You ain't got one of them expositors on. It's a lot more you need to watch out for too. Amen? It's a lot more you need to watch out for. Okay. I like the old King James. Now, if you don't understand it, I'll sit down and we'll go through the D's and D's till you understand it, till you can understand it, because it's safer than some of this garbage out here. Now, I'm not trying to tell you to just like the old King James. Now, there's some others that I use for reference sake. I use reference Bible. You know, I kind of like the Amplified, or there's a few other ones I like, but I stick with that old King James because I believe God sovereignly moved and had that thing brought to us. And I don't care what they say by King James. It wasn't King James. It was King Jesus. Now, you got to establish that first in your heart. Okay, the Holy Spirit, when He comes, He going to guide you into all truth. Now, this Bible we got is truth. John 17, 17. Thy word is truth. Okay? You got to get that straight first. Now, there ain't Gabriel, Michael, no other angel, God the Father, God the Holy Ghost. Ain't nothing going to change about this word. It's settled. It's a done deal. There are certain laws downtown, been decided on. It's in the books. It's law. God's word is forever settled in the heaven. Okay, these are facts I need you to see first. All right, John 10, verse 35 says, the word, the scriptures, cannot be broken in a story. Now, if Reverend so-and-so get up here and break these scriptures, the Bible said if you teach men to do anything other than what I said, your name going to be called least in the kingdom of God. And your name can be taken out of the book of life if you change this document. Jesus said the scripture cannot be broken. All right, here's some facts we've established. The Holy Spirit only got you in truth. He not gonna guide you in commentary. When you go to commentaries and Webster and Greek and Hebrews, that's you just getting extra stuff to help you understand. And I'm not saying that's wrong. It's just wrong if your dependency is on that. Y'all follow me? Okay. So the Holy Spirit, when He come, He gonna guide you in truth. John 17, 17 said the word is truth. That was Psalm 119:89 where it says His word is forever settled. Psalm 138, verse 2, He said He's exalted His word above all His name. Psalm 138:2, He says He's exalted His word above His name. You hear God? God said, my word is above my own name. Now, why do somebody think they can change God's word or adjust or interpret God's word? You can't. And Psalm 119:89 says, his word is forever settled in heaven. John 10, verse 35, he said, the word, the scripture can't be broken. You cannot. If you try, if you try to break it, it's still not broke. God done established that. Now, 2 Peter 1 and 20, I quote this all the time, and it's for your safety. Nobody have a right to interpret God's word. And let me tell you something, saints. Preachers do that all the time. And the congregation don't even know they're doing it. Now, some preachers do it ignorantly because I did it ignorantly. Okay, so I'm putting myself in the same category. And when I found out what I was doing, I stopped doing that. And that's why my life cleaned today. Because I start preaching this book straight and narrow. Amen. I was preaching this book and I take a scripture and I channel it through my human understanding and gave that to the people. And that will not produce righteousness. Amen. And many preachers, I'm telling you, many preachers still doing that. And that's, and when I go on the air, I challenge all these preachers. You need to stop doing that. And once they hear it, if they keep doing it, then God can judge them. Okay, all right. So always know that nobody can interpret God's word. God's word is the only thing that can confirm and interpret itself. So if a preacher tell you something, show me that in the scripture. Show me at least three scriptures. It says two or three. Ask for three. And if they can't give you three to prove their point, then just put that on the shelf. Don't buy that. God told you don't buy it. Just put it on the shelf until the Holy Ghost can prove it to you, or he can come back and prove it to you. And if he can't, don't take that preacher's word, including me. Y'all hear me? Okay. Hallelujah. All right. Now, let's go back to 1 John chapter 3. Now, I done established those six facts about the word. You keep that to your heart now. Now, let's approach the word understanding that the word says what it means and means what it said. Okay. With that understanding, let's read 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 again. This is what put the fear of God in me. It made me think seriously about sin. He that committed sin is of the devil. Okay. End of story. I'm going to let that digest. I ain't said nothing. I ain't said nothing but what God say. So now, you can take that statement and say, well, that's the problem right there. There it is right there. Whoop, there it is. Anytime a preacher try to take and change that, whoop, there it is. That's the leaven. God said what he meant and meant what he said. He that committed sin, and that means she too now, he that committed sin is of the devil. Now, I'm going to give you more. I did last week, but I'm going to give you more scripture to prove this scripture. Bible say, when you commit sin, you of the devil. Man, when that registered in my mind, I stopped that little doing this stuff here. Look, I don't want to be of the devil. I don't want the devil to be my father again. So I'm going to live the Father's word. So that Bible said, he that committed sin is of the devil. Now, look at this, the rest of this. Everything is truth. The Bible said all scripture is inspired by God. This is inspired by God. For the devil sinned it from the beginning. He the one got us in this mess and now make you think this mess is really not a mess. You know, you can live a little bit in it and just long as you don't let it rule and dominate you, and then he'll got the church in a mess trying to preach to a mess. It's the most craziest thing ever happened to the church. Do you know what happened with the Supreme Court is a judgment on the church? The church over here got doctrines covering their sins and not going to try to address sin. That Bible says in Proverbs 28, verse 13, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But he that confess him and forsake him, God will have mercy on him. That's what that Bible say. Glory to God. So this Bible is true. You can't add nothing to it. You can't take nothing from it. he that commits sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. And for, watch this. And for this purpose, the Son of God came. This is the reason why he came. To destroy the works of the devil. Now you got to conclude in your mind. And you got to settle it once and for all. Did Jesus accomplish his purpose? And if he did, every preacher, y'all hear me in the airways, every preacher that get up and repeatedly say there's no such thing as sinless perfection. You can't live without sinning. And we'll get up in the morning. Donnie Swagger said this. We get up in the morning. We don't get up planning to sin, but we will sin because we're human. Donnie Swagger said that. I ain't got no respect to person because if Curtis said that, somebody ought to call my name. Now, let me tell you something, saints. That ain't in the Bible. Now, we're going to have to make a choice. Who you going to believe, Reverend So-and-so or Reverend Scripture? I believe these scriptures. The Bible said Jesus destroyed it. Now, if you rebuild it in your life through your choice, you done become a transgressor. Because you rebuilding what he destroyed. So don't lie and say he didn't accomplish it and eradicate it for all that wanted to eradicate it. Don't make up a doctrine to say, well, you know, because you're human, you're going to sin. Lies. It's a lie and the truth ain't in you. No, he accomplished it. And it's amazing all these doctrines floating around in the body of Christ and you wonder who's right. And then this grace revolution, the biggest demon ever come from hell, and you go read Jude tell you the time we living in. The Bible said that we are supposed to contend for the faith. That's what I'm doing when I'm preaching like this. I'm contending for the truth. Okay? It said we contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. He said ungodly men crept in, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. We living in that time. Because they teaching grace, this hyper grace, grace covers you. Minister Webb had a confrontation with a brother who sat right here, been taught the truth, and now he done slipped back into some comfortable, and now he's trying to say that grace covers his sin. Am I right? But thank God you had a contender for the faith. Said, brother, what about this scripture? Brother, what about that scripture? What about this word? We got to contend for the faith. Because we living in the time where they're turning God's grace into a license to sin.
Well, praise the Lord. We're going to have to cut into the broadcast today, but we thank you for tuning in. If you would like to call us, you can call us at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. We would like to invite you to our webpage where you can continue more free teaching without any dollar figures ever on the Word of God. And you can tap into the webpage at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. We have a webpage where we are discipling you in the word of truth, and you can search the scriptures with us to see if those things are so. www.someonecaresministry.org. This is Apostle Lewis saying, we love you, we thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus.